Dit is Radio Miamigo op 212 en 319 meter.
And this is Radio Caroline on 319 meters. That's music from the Beatles, of course, and All You Need Is Love. The first record played on Radio Caroline at midnight, August the 14th, / 15th, back in 67, when Caroline changed its name to Caroline International. Right, it's 4 minutes past 6 o'clock here on Mi Amigo and also on Radio Caroline, and in just a moment or two we're going live over to the Centre Airport Hotel in London, where Robbie Dale is waiting to talk to a few people attending the Flashback 67.
We gaan zometeen, luisteraars, Stuart Russell heeft het al uitgelegd op de 319 meter, met z'n tweetjes op die frequenties. Gaan we proberen om live contact te krijgen met de jongens die op het ogenblik op het Center Airport Hotel de Flashback 67 Convention houden. Dat is een soort reunie van alle oude piraten-dj's uit het rijke piratenverleden van de jaren 60. En allemaal fans van die radiostations, er zijn allemaal popgroepen die optreden. We gaan proberen daar zo meteen contact mee te krijgen. En het gaat natuurlijk niet helemaal volgens de wet. Maar ja, dat weet u, daar zijn we toch al niet zo rekening mee houders. Het is 7:05. We gaan kijken of we aan de lijn kunnen krijgen Robbie Dale at the Center Airport Hotel in London.
Dames en heren, hartelijk welkom. Hier zijn we live van het Flashback 67 in London. En ik ga nu door die tafels lopen. Iedereen gaat lekker hier te eten en te drinken en te spelen, te dansen. Het is een hele geweldige gebeurtenis. En ik ga met verschillende bekende mensen spreken. En het eerste mens dat ik ben nagekomen is een guy called Mark Roman. Bekend van Radio London van vroeger.
Hi, Mark. Hello. Nice to see you, Robert.
What are you doing here at Flashback 67?
I'm looking for somewhere to sit so I can eat right now.
Haven't you had your dinner yet?
No. We got late. Just a little late.
What do you think of the whole thing?
I think it's a damn good idea.
Yeah?
It's really terrific.
Have you seen a lot of faces that mean something to you from days of old when disc jockeys were bold?
Well, I see your face and you still have the beard and you're still youthful. You naughty little boy, you.
Right, thanks Mark, because
okay.
We're holding it short and sweet because we want to get everybody on in 15 minutes.
You'll never do it.
You want to bet?
But good luck.
Cheers.
Get out the razor blade.
Nice to see you, Mark.
And you, Robbie.
A name from the political scene of offshore broadcasting, Paul Harris.
I'd like to ask about the romance of office cleaning. Tell me, Mr. Dale, tell me about the romantic implications of office cleaning.
Enough said, that was a political broadcast on behalf of Paul Harris. Live from Flashback 67, no less than Spangles Maldoon. Hiya Spangles, having a nice time?
Oh, wonderful. 10 years, unbelievable. 10 years ago today, I spoke on the wireless for the first time. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Well, what do you think of this happening? A live broadcast from here, right next to London Airport, going out across the airwaves of you know what and you know where.
Only Radio Caroline could do it.
Right on, baby.
Yeah, well, are you going to be around for a much longer? I mean, we've got so much to talk about.
I shall be around.
Right.
Are you having a nice time?
Unbelievable. I've so far eaten two prawn cocktails by accident, but I'm enjoying every moment of it.
Are you enjoying the dancing?
Well, so far, well, we haven't done a lot of dancing yet, but it's all going to come in the next hour or so.
Dames en heren, een nieuw loop ik naast een man dat is heel bekend van Caroline van vroeger. Hij is het eerste man dat heeft over die Caroline zender gesproken. In de tijd van Caroline op 199, Simon D. Hi Simon, what are you doing here?
I'm sharing this amazing evening with all the people that got it together, of course.
What do you think about this being able to broadcast live from the Center Hotel?
Golly, gosh, I'm impressed with that. I mean, that's exciting, folks.
Hasn't technology come along?
Oh, listen, it has moved so fast, and you think that we can speak now and be heard now.
How would you like to drop a few names of people sitting around the table?
Well, yes, I'd like to drop them quite considerably, actually.
Who's the guy with the grey hair?
I don't know, who is he? He looks like a worried guy. Anyway, get all that grey hair by now. No, that, folks, is
a young Irishman.
A young Irishman. And if we can get a terrible channel, eh?